Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The truth is funny. With Colette Steffen, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Steffen.
Today, your guest host, Karen Benton, is here. Karen is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living, LLC. Joyful, abundant, and bursting with energy. Here is your guest host, Karen Benton.
This is Karen, and welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm so honored to be a regular guest host for Colette Steffen on her powerful show every third Wednesday of the month. Stay tuned for the next hour as we explore cutting-edge information and experiences to assist you in solving life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 a.m. live on the airwaves and in the archives. Podcasts are available for every show at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm, and for the shows that I host every third Wednesday of the month, you can also find it at karenbetton.com. The energetic shifts are available and accessible through the Higher Self Network if you are listening in after. Part of the joys of taking on this role as guest host for Colette are the weeks that I get to actually have Colette as my guest. So this happens to be one of those weeks yet again, following last week. And there's always a little bit of joy and anticipation in this. So it is really my honor and pleasure to share life-transforming information with you and provide the opportunity to call in live with comments, questions, or shares. My guest, who happens to be Colette today, and I will support you to delete energetic weaknesses to shift challenges into possibilities. We share in the container of the challenges of life, and we open up space to hold for each one of us to be exactly where we're at and move forward in the ways that feel most aligned with our truth. So we would love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. So as I mentioned, this is one of my favorite parts of what I do is working with Colette on the airwaves. Since I met her oh so many years ago, I think it might be close to 9 years, it's always a highlight to interact with Colette, and even more of a highlight to do it in a container where we get to explore the expansive container that we hold for each other with the community that we're involved in. So Colette is a wealth of experience. She approaches everything with an incredible amount of curiosity. And I've always loved most what happens with Colette is laughter. And together we tend to laugh through and find a space, even through the tears, to laugh about what we got going on in our lives and hold space for each other to find, in the time that's right for us, the other side of it. So Colette, the other thing that she's been doing in these last 9 years is creating dragons in so many different ways. And she has an entire website about it called Tales from the Vector. And these objects, amazing, how do you even define them, are so very, very powerful and beautiful and soothing to the eye and remind each one of us of our infinite potential, along with all of the other incredible work she does. She holds powerful seminars that integrate her work and her dragon cards and her laughter and her humor and her ability to hold space for everyone wherever they are in this moment. So it is my honor and excitement to introduce to you, as a guest on her own show, Colette Stephan.
Thank you, Karen. That is amazing to hear how wonderful I am from you. No bias there at all.
Any of you callers that want to call in and get the same treatment, give it a go. We'll see what we can do. Colette and I together will find your light because it's there for each one of us, right?
and we're talking about when life feels uphill, right?
Exactly.
And I, you know, if it's okay with you, Karen, because I just wanted to, on my last radio show that I was hosting, I had a guest call in, and she's called in a few times and was really, really upset that day. But I would like to, and she sent me an email, and she's given me permission to share it with you guys. And it's what she said is, "How about a laugh? Colette isn't joking when she says the dragons have a sense of humor. And this is just one of many stories proving that her statement is true. I had been waiting for over a year to work from home, and each day my hour and 15-minute commute was weighing heavier and heavier on my soul. I knew we had the option to work from home, and I had been waiting patiently for this to take effect, only to be put on the back burner numerous times. My frustration was mounting. I eventually snapped when my car got towed one Saturday morning outside of work, and it was towed 10 minutes down the street. I called into the show incredibly annoyed, triggered, and emotional, since nothing I did seemed to move this work from home thing forward. What's more, Colette and her guests started laughing. I couldn't see what was so funny about paying $176 at all. As the correcting began, I got the joke. Number 176 was my home address. Is that okay for today, the dragons thought? So you don't want to be here? Let's move you a little this way. And you want to be at 176, so how about we let you have some 176? And so now she was just told that, you know, she had a session with me. We deleted some more blocks, and she's now working from home.
So, wow. Yeah. And, all started on a radio show.
Yeah. And that was like from last week. So, you know, this is, you know, sometimes it does feel uphill. You know, a lot of people are saying that right now.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, and what do you feel is like, you know, going on with that? Why are people feeling so like a lot of people, you talk to them right now and it's kind of like, oh, it's just a trudge uphill.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think there's a pace in society that is dramatically faster than ever before. And I think we have, you know, I've been working with a spiritual teacher that she uses this word parts, and it's always, it seems such a simple label, but for me it works. You know, there's all these different parts of me, and they make up the whole. And there's a part of me that loves the speed and loves the fastness, and it actually resonates with my nervous system. And then there's another part of me that's like, oh my goodness, this is so crazy and overwhelming, right? And the one that ends up being the truth is the one we hang our hat on in that moment. And I think as a society, particularly a society that was introduced to the incredible power of psychiatry and psychology and discussing and talking about things, it has also emerged this preponderance dependence upon beating ourselves up. And so if anything that's happening in our lives, we tend to color it with a negative light. And that's not just a personal thing, like, right? When we, you know, when you and I meet and share and talk with each other, you know, we often find these incredible resonances about what's going on in our lives. And I think that's true of this container of this radio show, you know, that the community that is listening in has a resonance, you know. So whoever's out there today is also likely having a internal conflict with feeling that their life is too overwhelming. And feeling that resonance suddenly makes you feel a little bit less crazy, right? That you're not the only one that is interpreting the world this way. And there's a comfort in that, right? Because what does that mean? We're all fighting with the idea that we're crazy.
Well, the thing is, you know, people, if you ask them, I'll ask them, you know, when I give talks and stuff, how many of you out here feel like there's, like, it doesn't matter how much you do in a day, that there's not enough time to get it all done? And almost everyone in the entire audience puts their hand up. And, you know, I think sometimes we have to remember, I mean, I'm not much of a one for sitting around. I'm, you know, having said that, if I was doing something I absolutely detested, then it would be wearing me down, working the hours I do. But the parts that I don't enjoy, when the technology breaks down and things like that. And I had to really, like, that's why I always sit under my dragon attitude, because she reminds me when I'm working that attitude is everything. You know, you can't necessarily do what you, you know, do something about your situation in that moment, but you can get calm. You can go to your midline. You can breathe.
Right.
And not, you know, not run with it. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not run with the fear, because I'm just, I'm hearing from a lot of people that they feel a lot of fear. And I'm getting that some of that is actually anticipation, you know, when things don't go necessarily the way we expect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Have you ever had that happen where things don't go exactly like you thought?
Never. I don't have any idea what you're talking about. And that funny thing, right? Like, why does it matter, right? Why does it matter to us how things unfold? Is it because we unconsciously associate evidence of success with our worth, right? That we're only worth something if we can demonstrate it in the physical world.
For a lot of people, you know.
And in this sort of physical world industrialization, right? Not many of us are getting time in nature. Not many of us are getting time in sort of connecting to sunsets and the beauty and awe, because that's less and less part of our lives. We then become more and more reliant upon our interaction with the physical world and it being the only source of truth that experiences in our lives, right? So it makes sense on the one hand, and perhaps making more room in our lives to remember that that's not the whole picture. You know, whether it's by having a deck of dragon cards that you play with to remember, you know, this aspect of yourself that's not physical, or taking a walk in the woods, or getting an energy session, or working with flower essences or crystals or anything that reminds you to connect into the wholeness of you. And with that, it's amazing how quick time goes, but we're going to take a quick break. So you are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I am filling in for Colette today because she actually happens to be my guest. And when we return, we will continue with this discussion of overwhelm, the seeds and sources that lead to overwhelm, and kind of sort of, you know, digging in this container to get curious about the factors that may be contributing to this experience in order to release some of the charge around it. So call in if you feel the urge. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-930-2819, and we will make some shift happen.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, Visit flyhighliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you traveling most of your day? Do you want to take Transformation Talk Radio with you anywhere you go? Well, guess what? There's an app for that. Just go to the App Store on your Apple device or the Google Play Store on your Android and search Transformation Talk Radio. Catch all of our live shows no matter where you are. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready to shift your current beliefs about death? From debilitating pain and loss? Follow Angie Corbett-Kuyper as she shares that through choice, present moment awareness, and keeping an open mind that anything is possible, even in death. Tune in to Beyond Proof Radio with Angie, redefining death and loss every first and third Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more, visit BeyondProof.com.
Like the branches of a tree, universal knowledge, insight, and wisdom must be weaved together to bring forward to others. If you live in the Western Washington area, you will want to make the trip to Auburn and visit the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center. Now open and offering healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, oils, and more. Find out more about the center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Demystifying the Journey on From Here to There Radio with your host, Diane Garris. Tune in every third Wednesday, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as Diane helps you get from where you are now to the life you envision. Get ready to get unstuck and move forward. Every show features a new special segment, New Age Notes, demystifying hot metaphysical topics of the day. For more information or to work with Diane, visit DianeGarris.com.
Jam into that music. We are back on The Truth is Funny. I am Karen Benton, and I am filling in for Colette today because I made her my guest. So my guest is Colette. And before we continue, Colette, give the audience a little summarization of how they can get in touch with you if they so desire.
Yeah, as you know, as always, thetruthisfunny.com. And as you mentioned, and we're redoing the websites. And so if people have been wondering where I've been, I've been in website land. and all the beautiful changes that are happening in that, I'm really excited about my websites. We haven't had a chance, like we were talking about being so busy. We haven't had a chance to go through it. Like I haven't combed through this website for a long time. And I'm also redecorating my booth right now. Like I'm finally getting it how I want it to look for when I go to the fairs. And I'm sorting through cards and all of these things, getting ready for Illuminate this coming weekend. I just wanted to mention that. That's that's right here in Kelowna, and it's at the Capri Hotel. It's a three-day event. There's speakers and there's also like the booth space and that. I was speaking there last year, and they have a policy to have different speakers every 2 years. So you can find me at my booth there. And then I am also going to have my own event on the 15th. I will have a Shift Happens live talk event, and that will be at the Kanata Hotel from 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock. That's free for anyone who wants to come and experience the relief. We have lots of shift going on there, and a lot of people leave that really feeling, I have my regulars that come too, because it's such a nice night just to sit together for a couple hours and shift some energy around this. And so that will be on the 15th. And then I have a layer one seminar call to dance on the 16th and 17th. And I'm really looking forward to that because I have my manuals all done. My certificates are all done. My flip chart's all done.
Exciting.
It's exactly how I want it to. I've had such a good, I've been so empowered by all the wonderful, people that have been supporting me in this. And I'm, just really excited to go out there now and take it out there at another level again. You and I are talking about doing, but like I said to you, I've been pretty busy because this is Tales from the Vector, the paintings and energy correcting cards are actually, I've been working on this for 12 years. And so for it to be, I'm working on dragon number 62 and I've only got two more after that. And so when you start a project and you're doing it for over a decade and it starts to come together in this beautiful way, I'm just so excited. I want to hold it in my hands. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And that's a different thing than doing too much. I know I'm working a lot of hours. Having said that, sometimes I'm painting and sometimes I'm working on the cards or I'm doing whatever. And this is something that actually I think for people that are feeling this stress, like we were talking about that you have to do and there's not enough time. And this is what people are saying is what I like to do is recognize that, you have your vision. This is how you want your life to look. And there's all these different aspects that I talk about in that life. Like, you have your career and you have your relationships and you have all this stuff going on. And you also have like a need to socialize. You have a need to, like as we said, like get out there and in nature. There's so many aspects of life. And what I'm finding with people to keep that in balance is to remember that a lot of people will be focusing on their business, but they're not taking into account the big picture. And so for me, I recognize that I've been working on my business a lot more than some of the other things like getting out and hiking more, et cetera. So what I do now is I'm setting my goals. I think about the goal. And then I'm setting them a little bit further apart because what I noticed is that like we were talking about this panic thing, that hits, oh, now I got to get it done. And then you do. I would rather not do that. So we're just going to strengthen everybody that to let go of the motivation and go with the flow. That's what I would advise everybody. And I'm continuing to take consistent steps of action.
I'm going to interrupt you here for one moment, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. When you say letting go of, I just lost the word that you said. But for a lot of people, that can be interpreted as a difficult thing. Could you elaborate more on the tools that you use to let go?
Yes. Absolutely.
Right? Isn't Absolutely. That a funny challenge for so many of us?
I actually do say this. A lot of metaphysical people describe the process of letting go as mm-hmm. like peeling layers of an onion
mm-hmm.
until you get to the gem inside or to the core issue, right? And I prefer to think of it, because I'm not much for cooking anymore and onions smell and they make me cry. So I prefer to think of it as a goddess performing the dance of seven veils. And as each veil is tossed, it falls in a beautiful cascade of color. And that is, it can remind us letting go can be a beautiful thing. Or are you having, whoops. Hello? Hi.
We still got you here.
Okay, we still have me. Okay. I don't know where Karen went off to. I see. I'll take over until she comes back on, I guess. And we'll take the first caller.
All right. So we have Julie from Ontario. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Hi, Colette. And hi, Karen, if she's there. I just wanted to check the world on... I feel like I've gone through a lot of changes. My relationship ended last year, and I feel like I'm, just like in my body, just wanting to check on the uterine area because I've been flooding, and then now my periods have stopped, and there was some spotting with kind of a clear discharge. So, and I feel kind of barren right now, like just not quite wanting to start things, not quite having inspiration, sort of in that kind of nothing state almost.
Okay, I think Karen's almost back on here now.
I'm
okay,
back.
Okay, good, good. Okay, so we're going to get a baseline. Karen, isn't this interesting what she's saying? Did you hear what she had to say?
Everything blocked out.
It's her uterine area. She feels barren and she has like, she feels like there's something not right there. And we were just talking about this before the radio show this morning. So a lot of women are telling me this exact same thing. Like wow. So we're just going to strengthen everybody. What's coming up is recognizing that, you know, for you, I just wanted to get a baseline first. On a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like you're really worried, concerned about this, where are you?
I fluctuate, so I'm going to just say 8 as an average.
Okay. So one thing that can empower women, and maybe some people don't know this, but if you're going through that a bit, if you eat a lot of pineapple, you'll smell
better.
I've
never heard you say this. That's great.
Yeah, eat pineapple.
Fabulous.
It sweetens the juices.
All right.
Throughout the entire body.
I'm writing that one down myself.
Okay, there you go. But I can see, like, because you were off, Karen, we need to take a break here. So do you want to hang in there? And then Karen, I'll come back and we will check in with you. Do you have time, Julie?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah,
awesome.
Sure. We can take a break right now. Okay, great. So I'm Karen Benton and you're listening to The Truth is Funny. And we will be right back to take your calls, 800-930-2819, and to finish up this great opening and discussion with our caller. Thank you so much.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
This is Peggy Snow, practitioner at Stellar Reflections, with a Stellar Reflections Minute. So many people these days are trying to find ways to relieve their stress. What happens to our breathing when we're feeling overwhelm and stress? When we tune in, we realize that we're either holding our breath or taking very shallow breath to signal the body that all is well, which most of the time it is. Sometimes all that is needed is a nice, deep breath to break the cycle. First, exhale to get all the stale air out by engaging the abdominal muscles and blowing gently. Next, take a nice full breath in, feeling it fill your body all the way down to your hips. Release fully and enjoy the freedom of movement. Notice how your body feels. Do you feel refreshed? Calmness is only a breath away. This has been a Stellar Reflections Minute. For more information about what we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Do you want the knowledge and wisdom to understand where spirituality, science, and psychology intersect? Then join the Karmic Path Radio Show with Tina and Laura on TransformationTalkRadio.com Thursdays at 4 p.m. Pacific. Follow this charmingly, disarmingly dynamic duo as they explore how psychic ability, spirituality, and karmic law tie together. For more information on Tina, Laura, and their groundbreaking work, visit thekarmicpath.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
So this is Karen Benton, and I am filling in with Colette today. So the host and the founder of this amazing show, I have had the incredible honor to have on today as my guest. So, and we have been discussing with Julie some of the symptomatology that has been arising for her in the form of discharge. And one of the things that we've been discussing for Colette and I is the community of people both of us as practitioners have been interacting with a resonance to this experience and the incredible opportunity this is for all of us to get a little insight about when we are feeling like, for me, what comes up in my own experience and in as a weakness for you, the community, is when we feel that our power is leaking out. Mm. And interestingly, that resonates with a bit of, you know, what is overwhelm? Overwhelm is feeling disconnected from our power, right? Feeling that the circumstances of life have more of a pull and an energy than the power that we feel emanating from within ourselves. So, Julie, are you still with us?
Yes.
Oh, great. Hi. I hope good. Okay. So Colette was on a roll doing some incredible work that she always does, which is if any of the community out there tunes in, you can feel it through your whole body. So I'm going to bring it back to you, Colette, with that little piece that came up for you, for me.
Okay. This is like very, very interesting how, you know, as we say, we resonate. A lot of women are speaking of this to me in the last month. And more than usual, you know, like it's just, and this is, it's coming up on many levels. As I said, like this is, at root cause, this is non-physical. One of the things is when we have a situation for this, for you in particular here, Julie, what's coming up is wanting to let go of any memory, cellular memory of the person that you were intimate with. When did you separate the two of you?
End of July.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of like, it's like you're, wanting to, it's almost like shed skin. You know what I mean? Like, okay. What I see, a lot of shamans will tell you that, you know, if, you know, you have a snake in your life or whatever, that, or see a snake, that quite often that means that that's a death of something and something new is going to come to you. And so we're just going to strengthen that for you. And this feeling of being barren is, are you, like, what age are you?
I'm 50. Yeah, my periods have just recently stopped altogether. So just like the
okay.
last couple months.
Okay, so this is interesting because, you know, there's some places, like for myself, I don't have this whole menopause thing like other people do. I really find it funny because a lot of women, they just get so fed up with men that they want to take a pause from them. And so, when that happens, it's important to recognize that what is really happening is that there's, if we think about our masculine and feminine energy, and we ask the masculine as if it's a man, what do you want from the woman? What does your male energy, your masculine energy, want from the woman in you? What's the first word that comes to you?
Vulnerability.
What is that?
Vulnerability.
Okay. So we're going to strengthen, you know, that you can get that from your masculine, what you need from your masculine side. And if your feminine side was, if you consider that to be a female or a woman, what does she require from the male side of you?
Holding. Okay. Like a container.
Mm-hmm. And so what happens is what's coming up is a lot of people on the planet right now are really feeling nervous. I mean, we've got the situation like in France where, I mean, geez, that's been going on for months. There's a lot of, systems aren't working as well as they could, all of these things. And so people are collectively being triggered is what's coming up. And so when that happens, it's kind of like not being able to really feel grounded on the earth. And so that's what we want to shift for you is like to be the foundation, like your actual foundation. So for everyone here right now, like, because what I'm getting is a lot of this is coming up, pelvic floor. And that's what I was mentioning, that attitude dragon. This is the base chakra. And so that's where fear comes in. And so we want to strengthen all the senses to all the smells and all the tastes and all of that. This is it's coming up primordial fear. And so we're just going to strengthen that, we don't all have to resonate in fear on this planet. And just strengthening that we can stand solid on the ground. And so when it comes to any of the, what's coming up is this is a cavity in the body. And the cavities in our body fill up and they empty. And they fill up and they empty. Like our lungs, our bladder, in the case of women, like with the uterus. And when we have the body cavity, like something like the uterus, when we're feeling kind of not wanted is coming up for you, or not sexy. So we're just going to strengthen you to that. It's a lot of it is the collective information about turning your age. And I a lot of people, they will actually go weak to that and age in particular. And it's not uncommon for women to end their menstruation on that number 49. And it quite often doesn't come up that's like, it's more like the idea of turning 50. And so we're just going to strengthen everybody to that. When you leave a decade of, and you move into the next one, you want to be strong to moving into the next decade. And so we just strengthen that for everybody and for you in particular. And I'd just like to ask you now, when you get in touch with, the problem, does it still feel the same or different? What number are you at?
It's different. Like, I'm just feeling that touching into some of the sadness, things that aren't done, weren't, like, there's a kind of sadness there.
Mm-hmm. So and this is what people are talking a lot about right now, this deep grief. Of all the things you didn't do right and all the things you did wrong and all of this stuff. So we're going to take the woulda, shoulda, couldas. really, life is perfectly imperfect if you take away the woulda, coulda, shouldas. Just delete them.
Yeah.
I'm getting that you're a strong person, that you usually function at a very high level. And sometimes we're not going to always be 100% as on as we would like to be. And I find for a lot of clients, when I do sessions with them, it is coming up for you an issue of not being able to sort of put together where you want your life to go compared to where it was. Karen, we seem to have lost her again. So if you could put her on the phone instead, Carter, because I'm in the middle of shifting this right now. I just wanted to check in with you again now, Julie.
Yeah, I think I'm at 5.
Mm-hmm. So when we're resonating with people, we want to be sure that we have strong boundaries. So that if if anything coming from the external forces outside of us, we want to make sure our body, soul, and spirit are really centered and stable and balanced. And so if our soul is crying for us to do something and we don't do that, then our soul, you know, get takes the beating. If we have spiritual experiences that trigger us, quite often those can make us have physical issues in the body. And so we're just going to strengthen. It's just coming up for you, the that barren feeling. How does that feel to you now? Does that feel different now?
Yeah, I mean, I feel, you know, instead of feeling barren, like, I think just feeling the kind of the sadness or the grief that's there. So that's still present.
Yeah. Okay, so now when you get in touch with that, you know, that profound grief, does that feel like that's all yours? Are you really that sad?
No. No, it's not all
so- So this overwhelm that you're feeling, I'm picking up, is from external forces.
Okay.
And so it's really having strong boundaries before you go to sleep.
Hello?
Before you go to sleep, make sure that you get in touch with something that you have a lot of appreciation for. So that you're, as you're falling asleep, if you do that and you put some tension into your body, you're more likely for your unconscious and subconscious mind to have like pleasant, bring up pleasant memories for you. And, okay. And recognizing first thing in the morning, when you get up, when you open your eyes and you see the ceiling, it's a good day. Thank you for calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, I think we have Karen back. Karen?
I am back.
This is just something that happens sometimes when there's a lot of energy moving. And so we were just, yeah. I was just finishing up with Julie there, and she was feeling like it's coming in collective, right? And I was explaining how mm-hmm. we need to have those strong boundaries so that the external forces coming at us, you know, don't run us over, right? And, yeah. you know, yeah. a lot of people right now are concerned about finances because it's after Christmas, the bills come in. That's when, you know, the battery dies in your car, or, you know, like those little, your car yeah. gets towed, or, and those things that are very small can end up like, it, you know, can really, a very tiny detail can create in someone a huge trigger. And so that's why yeah. sometimes people will be like, oh, why is she so upset? You know, I only said this, or, you know, it's not that big of a yeah. deal, you know. And so this is what we have to be aware of. But I think we do have another caller, and we have also to take a break. So, Carter, I guess we'll go for now, and we'll have the next caller on when we come back. And this is The Truth is Funny. I am actually Karen's guest today, but she got bumped off the call here a bit. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jane Matanga with Grow Your Soul Radio. Life is full of challenges and surprises. Your guidance is to move with the current, for it is in resisting the flow that creates problems. Ask your angels to help you open up your mind and heart to new ideas and fresh options. When you accept the possibility that there are other ways, previously unseen doorways will be open to you, and you will move easily through change. There is a solution to every problem, so look at things with eyes of love and expectation. Then your life force will flow freely through you. You will feel healthy and alive, and will be able to access the necessary resources and wisdom within yourself to help you through change. I'd love to take this journey with you. Visit my website, enlightened-path.com, so we can explore all that is possible.
This is Debbie Pokornik with a moment for standing in your power. Self-control begins with noticing how different feelings present themselves in your body. When you're feeling sensitive, for example, your chin might quiver, tears might well up in your eyes, and your voice might catch in your throat. Anger, on the other hand, might appear as tension in your jaw, back, or arms, along with clenched fists, heat in the upper torso, scowling, and a strong desire to yell. The more aware you become of your body cues, the easier it will be to recognize when you're on the road to disaster. Choose the emotions that cause you problems, then start noticing and logging the body cues that come with them.
For information and to work with Debbie, visit empoweringnrg.com. That's empoweringnrg.com.
Join the new earth on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Tune in each month as Cornelia takes listeners on an odyssey of higher consciousness to inspire, educate, and empower. Cornelia Stephanie is a spiritual teacher, passionate speaker, published author, and founder of the Empower Network. Cornelia guides people on the path of self-healing, peace, and liberation. For more information, go to corneliastephanie.com.
Healing beyond symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit purelyyouhealing.com. Symptom management into true wellness with Jessica Dooley on Purely You Radio. Tune in every third Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific as Jessica guides you to find and embrace your purest self. Not the self that is shown on social media, not the self that is created in your family's eyes, but your purest version of you. Purely You Radio supports true wellness, not just symptom management. For more information about working with Jessica Dooley, visit purelyyouhealing.com.
Oh, this is Karen Benton, and I am back on live on the air, hopefully for the remainder of the show. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and my guest happens to be the founder of this show, the amazing Colette Stephan. We've been having this phenomenal discussion that ranges from all sorts of highlighted topics, from feeling like our power is seeping out of us to feeling disconnected to the, you know, the reality of our truth, you know, when life seems to be throwing at us experiences that feel more than we can handle. And we've been discussing and experiencing different tools. There is an explanation for why, one explanation for why I was disconnected. And it might just be this sort of surge of energy that's going on in the community that, radio listeners, and we've all been privileged to be listening to this powerful lead from the amazing Colette. So we just finished with one caller, and I think we need to bring the next caller in. Carter, could you bring the next caller in so we can continue this vibrant discussion?
Yeah, we have Barb from Alberta. Welcome to the show, Barb.
Hi, how are
Hi,
you?
Barb.
Hi, Barb.
Hi, Karen.
Barb is one of my official modern day dragon sayers.
Yes, I am proud to be on that.
Besides being an amazing Zumba instructor.
Ooh, really
what
moves
a privilege,
the
Barb.
Great show.
I love
this
dance.
It's very informative. Oh, you love dance? Yeah.
So what can we do for you, Barb?
Okay, this is for my son. He's 24 years old, and he has graduated from university, and he has 2 degrees, and he's looking for employment. And it's been he keeps applying, and he hasn't had any. Everyone wants experience, and he's kind of a little frustrated about not. Well, he says he's not frustrated. So maybe it's I'm frustrated.
But you're frustrated.
Yeah. Sounds more like you're frustrated.
Yeah, because we just got a dog.
From one mother to another, as I was up at close to
2 a.m. supporting my daughter writing applications to colleges. I so know where you're at. Trying to hold space for her while I simultaneously am like, are you kidding me? Why are we doing this at midnight when it's due at midnight? The frustrations of mothering have many colors, don't they?
Well, yes, frustration is actually mixed emotions of fear and anger. And it's coming up that that he's angry more and you're afraid he's never going to move out.
Well, because he moved out and he moved back in and he says, I like having, because we just adopted the dog. So he likes the dog and he's enjoying reading. And wow. I think he likes mom here.
So I get a real weakness around moving on. You know, and it's bringing up times in your life when you had difficulty moving on, or you saw moving on as less than valuable, or you felt forced to move on when you weren't ready to move on, or you were forcing others to move on when they weren't ready, or you watched other people forcing others to move others on. You know, this whole idea of move on. Boy, I'm hearing, is that a Billy Joel song? I'm hearing his song right now.
Well, I was just wondering if there's a weakness in any of his degrees. Like, he has a degree in geophysics and one in math. I'm just wondering where, if you could sense where there's more of a strength, or is there somewhere a different way he should be applying? Because everywhere he applies, it's online now, and you have to fill out all these applications. So I'm just wondering if it's the approach.
You're actually weaker to filling out applications online than he is. That's all he knows.
Yes.
He didn't have the good old days where you had to go in and get an interview.
Mm-hmm.
Now every, you know, so
and,
this
and,
is.
And keep in mind, weaknesses are not rational, right? And one, exploring weaknesses about is a comparison. Yeah. So if I were to say you or him, where is the weakness in the discussion that were that is arising in the conflict? The weakness comes up as you, right? So what we get to play with is our ideas of wanting to fix others in an avoidance pattern of addressing our own internal landscape, right? Addressing our own weaknesses.
Exactly.
So let's just
I need to move on, not him.
I mean, I advise that to all my clients, you know, whatever you want in your kids, like, just sort of let that tether go and, you know, bring up the mirror and see what's available for you. Because the more we can hold space for them to be right where they are, the more we can, you know, the more they'll move from our own work, right? And that, it's not even work, but from our own curiosity, our own exploration, our own holding space for ourselves and the aspects of ourselves that are desiring to be shed light on, to be brought to our awareness so that they stop unconsciously limiting our life experience. Yeah. So,
and if that, hey, Karen, if that doesn't work, like if shifting this doesn't work and he doesn't get a position somewhere and move out, I saw on Facebook somewhere a couple sitting at their little trailer home when they're having coffee in their in their chairs, and it says they can't move back in with you if they can't find you. So that could always be plan B. You see, when we get control.
I saw weakness as a future experience of being in a cage, and perhaps that is the cage that you lock yourself in so that they can't find you.
Also, a lot of people do feel caged in by their jobs, by their careers. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's kind of like not everybody gets to do or is made it a priority to do what they exactly want to do. And I'm getting in some level, he is just weak in general. Like as Karen said, it's just kind of like he's just not that confident yet in himself and the work. We're just going to strengthen him. I mean, it's kind of silly. How are you going to get experience if you don't get experience?
Exactly.
Like we'll give experience.
But let's just strengthen the perception of the experience that's happening right now, right?
Because
that's it may not. Like even though it's not physical in nature, I can feel this beautiful growing of the non-physical aspects of both of you, and perhaps heightening your your awareness of that field and that patterning to be a source of strength as you move forward in your navigation of this challenge.
Okay.
Sounds and good. So there, like, and then the other thing that came up earlier was some grief in the chest area. So grief of accumulated unreleased grief around, you know, like not being enough, worthlessness, inertia. Ooh, there's a big one, right? The idea of inertia. Yeah. So it's just strengthening everyone to
so
this
Karen,
idea.
So Karen, I know that you can't see the my prompt.
Anything.
we're running out of time here. So I just, you know, wanted to check, Barb, where are you at with this?
Like, I feel down to it too.
Okay, good.
I feel, nice. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for calling in. You know what, Karen, we're out of time. So,
thank you, Karen. Barb. What a pleasure to work with you.
We've got about a minute left here. You're
it's
welcome.
It's such a pleasure to connect with all of you in the physical or primarily in the non-physical, being that I was hardly on the call this time.
Well, and it's so funny, though, Karen. You know what? Now you don't have to go back to work because you have no internet.
Exactly.
Get out of dock. I'm going to go for a walk in the park instead.
Exactly. Colette, thank you as always for being my guest on this show. I always am absolutely thrilled and enlivened and enthused and expanded in interacting with you and the incredible insight you have in this life journey. A big thank you to the audience, to Carter, and for all the callers who share their stories. Colette will be back next week on Wednesday at 8 a.m. And I will be here on the third Wednesday of every month. And we look forward to whoever this unfolding happens as we traverse the multidimensional aspects of each one of us and us as a community. Goodbye for now.
Wow, beautifully said.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.